Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And I'm Mary Meckley. I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation every day on the podcast. And each meditation is customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is a very important one, and that is abundance. And instead of focusing on bringing more into your life, gaining something, whatever it may be, focus on the abundance already within you. Because as we've been exploring this week, abundance is having to do with quantity that already exists, volume that already exists. So what qualities do you already have? What possessions do you have? What people who support you in your life, who are they? What can you think about in regard to your life as being abundant and plentiful? This is what I want you to focus on this week and in today's meditation. And we are doing an abundance challenge on the private Facebook group. And you are welcome to join that. You can join that at the website over at sipandom.com. Just head over to the Abundance Meditation Series, or any meditation series for that matter. You can see where you can join the free Facebook group. It's in the resources section of each meditation series. And you can also send me a message. Many people do this. And I really like this because then I can see you kind of one-on-one. It's not just an automatic acceptance. I'm able to meet you and see you. And so I like it when people message me on my Sip and Om Facebook page. If you send me a message and say, hi, can you please add me to the group? I will happily do that. And I get to know you a little bit better when you do that. So for today, in episode 677, you're going to be guided using a mudra meditation technique. Now, you never have to do the meditation techniques. You can simply just be guided through the meditation. But I do, as you know, if you've listened for a while, I like to share techniques, because you can do techniques whether you're seated meditating or whether you're right smack in the busiest part of your day. Meditation techniques help you to refocus your thoughts and to keep you attuned to what you're doing for yourself as you create a meditation ritual. Now, I do want to shout out, many people are coming up on their completion of the 100-day meditation quest. And that is a tremendous accomplishment. So I want to just shout out to you and tell you, you are awesome. And this is one of the best gifts you could give yourself, meditating for 100 days. And please leave me a message on the private Facebook group if you have completed your 100-day quest, because many people have been leaving that they have just completed it. And I want to make sure that you are acknowledged and you are congratulated. Well, the mudra, don't be afraid of that word if you're not sure what a mudra is. A mudra is a way to hold your hands. So just how you hold your body in a certain position as you do yoga, or if you go to acupressure or acupuncture, if you go to acupressure, you are pushing on a certain part of your body. Well, this activates a particular part of your brain, stimulates that part of your brain, and it makes you feel a certain way. It works with your nervous system a lot of times. So that's what mudras are. It's a way to hold or position your hands. You can also use your body for a mudra. But on the podcast, so far, I've only shown you how to do hand mudras, but I may get into some body mudras later on. Well, When you do this, as I mentioned, when you hold the mudra, it activates a corresponding region of your brain. So today's mudra, if you choose to do it as you meditate, is for thankfulness. It's acknowledging what is already good in your life. And this works beautifully with our abundance meditation theme. The mudra is called the Linga Mudra. And I personally have been doing this mudra this week because you may be able to hear some congestion. I am getting over a cold, but honestly, I feel like I have some seasonal allergies as well. So I'm a little bit stuffed up and my voice might sound a little bit different than it normally does. But this Linga Mudra can help to kind of loosen up your lungs. It helps to strengthen your immune system against colds. So it's a great mudra to do, and it's a wonderful mudra for you to be doing as you focus on abundance. And it's a very simple mudra, so when I guide you into the meditation, I will go ahead and share how you position your hands in the mudra. Now, I will mention also that all the meditation techniques, including a photo of the mudra, are on my website at sipandom.com for the Abundance Meditation Series. And I also leave a photo on both the public and the private Facebook page, so you can always take a look to see what the mudras look like as I guide you in the meditation. Some of the mudras are a little trickier to do than others, but honestly, many of them are pretty easy to do. You can do them discreetly while you're standing in line at the grocery store, while you're seated, maybe taking a little break from work, while you're talking with friends and loved ones. You can do these mudras anytime throughout your day. And of course, you can do them as you meditate. So now let's get you meditating. Go ahead and sit up straight. Make sure your spine is nice and straight. And begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. So relax your eyes. Close them softly and keep them slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw and your face. Soften your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward for now. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften. Release any tension so you're not holding it in. You're letting it go slack so that you can oxygenate your entire body as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Very nice. Notice how you're feeling now. Notice where you hold tension and breathe into it. Feel yourself expand as you do so. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Doesn't it feel good just to do this? As you're seated, mentally repeat, abundance is already within me. Abundance is already within me. Abundance is already within me. Now clasp your hands with your fingers intertwined and your thumbs crossing over each other. Hold this at your chest, your heart area. The Linga Mudra. This activates your immune system, helps guard against colds, loosens up congestion in your throat. So your fingers are intertwined, your thumbs are crossing, your hands are clasped right in front of your chest. Now you could also hold this down in front of your stomach, your third chakra. Or you could just rest it in your lap, whatever feels best for you. If you really want to focus on abundance in your life and bring your full intention, hold this Linga Mudra with your hands clasped right there at your chest. When you hold this mudra, you're giving thanks. You're acknowledging what is good about your life. Let your breath become slow and calm. Feel your breath deep within you. Feel it moving you. Feel it circulating throughout the body. As you inhale and exhale, express your thanks and gratitude for who you are, for the gifts you have in your life, for showing up, for sitting here, for trying, for making mistakes, for getting up each day and giving it another try. Honor yourself for this. Notice your breath moving throughout your body, nice and even and slow. As you become thankful, you promote healing energies throughout your body. It lifts your spirits, it lifts your immunity, it lifts you up to a higher level. Become aware of all that is good and beautiful within you. Be thankful for your mental abilities, for your physical abilities. Be grateful for your life exactly as it is. As as you continue this meditation, you can hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Release it anytime you need to. Continue focusing on your beautiful, fine, excellent qualities. And remember that the more thanks you feel, the more abundance you reap. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.